as part of doing our work around tuition hikes, as I mentioned earlier, we did a lot of research. We did a lot of kind of both personal, like, soul searching in terms of what this means. What does it mean for, you know, the general public? What does it mean to have a public education system that doesn't look like the public, right? What does it mean that, you know, a tuition hike would severely affect who has access to this? I think we were learning as much from each other as we did from kind of the more formal education resources and professors and all of that, right? So as we're watching some trends, I mean, the college itself, as we were there, was becoming whiter and whiter by the day. That's a reality. There were talks about Hunter becoming an honors college and what resources then that brings and what shift it makes in terms of providing, you know, the focus on remedial education versus honors college. I mean, that's huge. That's a huge discrepancy. And we're basically taking resources from one to feed the other. And at the same time, I'm mentioning, as we're becoming more radical and visible, there is pressure. There is pressure on administration to get a hold of these students, right? And so what does that do to, like, security on campus? So there was this moment where all of this stuff was in flux, right? And we're seeing, you know, professors, there were less and less professors and more adjunct professors that are not being compensated for office hours, for example. At the same time that we're seeing security guards, more and more security guards that are sometimes paid more than some of the faculty on you know, in the college. And so in seeing those trends, we're starting to see that they reflect. And at the time, there was this huge shift on education funding versus prison funding. And those things were not, it wasn't accidental. We were actually living what those trends mirrored at every college across and in every community across the nation.